coming to the analysis that this then, I mean, in terms of the sort of geographical spread, does that conform to the sort of images that many of us would have, that Catholicism is very much to the north and to the west, and not as much of it in the sort of East Anglia and in the south? Or is this project revealing a much greater spread of Catholics and converts than we might have thought hitherto?
I think that's part of the work that is currently underway, as we spend much more time trying to pin down some of the families and where they've come from. I think my sense is that we're possibly reflecting what people have been thinking over the last 10 years or so about where Catholics have come from. And yes, the county of Cheshire seems to be rather short of candidates, whereas Lancashire has a great many, and then Warwickshire and Staffordshire have quite a number of nuns. So that they are patchy, but I think what is interesting is that as we find these other sources and we link in, because of the scale of the project, you know, we are able to start attracting people who say, now I've been finding this. And so we're finding agents who, like recruiting agents, maybe chaplains. Sometimes there were Catholic bankers who acted in collecting the money together, the dowries, and transporting that overseas. So sometimes these agents would know somebody and they would say, oh, well, my daughter or my cousin or whatever are going. And so there is a whole extraordinary group or grouping of people who are participating in sending these young women overseas, and that has to be taken into account, as well as the families. So the people who advise on which convent shall I choose, they have an input as well.
To some extent then, these questions that I'm asking are really jumping the gun, because it's really a few years off before we will fully be able to milk the fruits of all the research that you and the team have been doing as we start to put it all together and do the analysis of it. And hopefully at some stage, is the idea that some of this database material will be linked up with a greater use of IT to support material that we know about priests, about the men?
That's a very big question. I know that there are hopes that other applications will be made to create databases, because that certainly you know, would make a lot of difference. And you'd be able to see how to what extent the families are the same, how different they are. And I think it's interesting to see how families get linked towards some institutions but not others. And sometimes there are families that you know feature strongly in Catholic history, but don't have very many nuns in this early period. And so there are family traditions. And I would very much like to know more about collections of family letters, because that's something that, you know, we are very much beholden to local historians who know these collections. There are some very interesting letters in the Huddleston of Sawston, Cambridgeshire collection, and those, some from the prioress of Bruges, back to the family about profession, and there are some from girls who are in school in Bruges and sending letters back to England. And then in other families, but we just haven't got the means on the project to find out about these collections. So where people know about them in their local record offices, you know, that would be wonderful.
Well, perhaps that's a fitting point, unless you've got anything else you'd like to add, Caroline, on which we should end this brief interview, because as you've said, the project will be going out and about in a kind of roadshow to draw attention to it. The website is there for free and ready for everybody to use, and it is a wonderful development that has cast a great deal of light on a whole area of Catholic history and the whole project that many people have of reintegrating Catholic history within the history of England and Wales in a proper sense, rather than the way in which perhaps it's been treated sometimes in the past. So thank you very much for that.